Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, The Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. We begin today's program on the last day of 2021 with a possible New Year's resolution song. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. You know I'm bad, but I'm bad. You know really it, bad. You know it, you know it, you know, you know, you know. Well, today's musical trivia questions come to us from the website onthisday.com. Question number one. It was in this month, December of 1955, that the song Blue Suede Shoes was written by whom? Was that A, Elvis Presley, B, Carl Perkins, C, Little Richard, or D, Hank Williams? 1955? Blue Suede Shoes? Who wrote that tune anyway? And question number two. Television history was made back in December of 1969 when what occurred on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson? Was it A, suggestive song lyrics were sung on live TV for the first time? Was it B, a sitting president of the U.S. sang a song on live television in a falsetto voice? Or was it C, Tiny Tim married Miss Vicky on stage during that show? Or was it D, a blackout in New York City caused a 10-minute gap in the broadcast of that show? Here's a hint.
Tiptoe by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
1969, Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. What historical event occurred? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from that same website, onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of December 31st. Well, it was on this very day back in 1929 that Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians played Auld Lang Syne as a New Year's Eve song for the very first time, 1929 today. And it was 38 years ago today, 1983, that the musical Annie closed on Broadway after 2,377 performances, 1983 today. As indicated by today's intro music, Weird Al Yankovic is fat. To many of us, it seems like it's been a constant stream of food for the past 3 months. Our jazz music news article might just address one of our New Year's resolutions. It's entitled, Before There Was Zumba or Soul Cycle, There Was Jazzercise. Is it time to give this iconic workout another shot? This is written by Leslie Goldman, AARP Magazine, June the 10th, 2020. By the way, that song, Bad Girls, is listed as 120 beats per minute, BPM. And the typical jazzercise music is 120 to 140 BPM, which matches the pulse rate in a workout. Leslie Goldman writes, "One of my most vivid memories of growing up in the 80s and 90s involves an unwavering dedication to at-home workout videos. In the spare bedroom of our suburban home, I'd pop a tape in the VHS machine and do whatever my shiny, tights-clad mentors, Tamalee Webb, Denise Austin, and occasionally Jane Fonda told me to do. Pelvic circles? Yes, ma'am. Grapevines? Done. Thigh squeezes? Yeah, baby. If the cassette cover showed a smiling woman with bangs and a terry cloth sweatband, either A, playfully tearing a hole in her leotard, exposing her toned tummy, or B, sitting on the floor with one or both of her legs pulled up mere inches from her face, I was in. As the years went on, I graduated from workout videos to outdoor running, gym memberships, and later, boutique Bikram classes. Now my COVID-19 exercise schedule hinges on an elliptical and some barbells in our basement, plus streaming yoga videos that help me feel, if only for 60 minutes, like the world is not, in fact, imploding all around me. I also get in about 3,000 steps a day by walking around my house, collecting half-filled water bottles and empty nut bar wrappers. So when an email appeared in my inbox reading, "Classic workouts making a huge comeback, jazzercise on demand," I was intrigued. It seems that not only is jazzercise still a thing, it's a big thing at that. Since Judy Shepard Missett founded Jazzercise in 1969, effectively spearheading the group aerobics movement, it has shoulder-rolled and jazz-ball changed itself into a global fitness empire, with nearly 9,000 franchises in 25 countries offering classes like Dance Mix, 40 minutes of high-intensity dance-based cardio plus 20 minutes of strength training and stretching, and Flip Fusion, mainly intense strength work with cardio bursts sprinkled in. With most storefront businesses still closed, they're live streaming free classes on Facebook. The article skips down and ends with this. Dancing as exercise is definitely a stress reliever, and it's proven. It releases endorphins and stabilizes serotonin, your feel-good chemicals. We know that dancing also improves mood, elevates energy levels, and keeps your heart healthy. Focusing on specific movements keeps the brain from wandering to less uplifting thoughts. After a class, my cobwebs are cleared. I feel energetic, like I can take on whatever comes my way. Not only does exercise make you strong, but the mood boost can be beat. Can't be beat. Yeah, especially during these tough times. Perhaps a New Year's resolution? And in classical music news, we have this entitled Commentary, The Faces and Facets of Classical Music's Year of Emergence, Musings on What Has Emerged in 2021 and What Hasn't. This is written for the LA Times by Mark Swed on the 17th of December, 2021. We are not butterflies, winged and free, all splendor, released from our pandemic chrysalis. After our 2020 arts, Annus Horribilis, we foresaw celebratory champagne corks popping and fireworks exploding by 2021's end. That fantasy has been replaced by the reality that every step needs to be taken gingerly, and not all steps can move forward. Gathering remains a series of negotiated risks, even more so now with the unpredictable rise of the Omicron variant. Still, we emerge, and in a heartening number of instances, we have done so in glory, thanks to the many extraordinary first emergers who made it happen. Here is some of what they brought us indoors, outdoors, and in our backyard, around the world, and in the digital beyond. Sweat adds, a lot of digital content necessitated by the lockdown proved a necessary, yet unsatisfactory stopgap to live performances. But what also emerged on the websites of many arts institutions that are well worth enduring are all kinds of extras. These can be educational videos. It has taken practice to get it right. But examples of these performances now enhance rather than distract from the musical vision. Noses emerging from masks. Concert life began coming back in the second half of 2021 with strict vaccination and mask requirements as a way to entice nervous audiences. It has worked well, but not perfectly. As fall has moved toward winter, more and more masks in theaters have been drooping to lip level and even below. With a winter surge likely, may we make a masks up New Year's resolution. And in music research and technology, we have this article entitled, Tune Up! Learning or relearning a musical instrument can reap big rewards for adults. This is written by Eric J. Martin in the Costco Connection, December 2021 issue. Eat your vegetables, exercise, get good sleep, and learn an instrument? Another helpful way to keep your mind sharp, decrease stress, and feel content is to strum a six-string, tickle the ivories, sing a tune, or strike a snare. The secret to feeling young and happy, say the experts, is to learn and play a musical instrument at any age. Just ask Bonnie Graham, a retirement-age radio broadcaster from Durham, North Carolina, who decided to pick up drumsticks for the first time 3 years ago. Within 2 months of taking lessons, she was playing on stage with peers and has since started her own band. Recently, I drummed 45 songs at a Motown dance party in my community, she says. I never got the memo that I was supposed to retire at age 65. Experts agree that the advantages of starting music lessons or resuming an abandoned instrument are plentiful. A musical instrument can be rewarding for adults because it can relieve the pressures of everyday life, help you relax and sleep better, and be a great tool for socialization. It can also positively impact hand-eye coordination, cognitive function, and memory. Robert Benson, a 71-year-old in Fort Pierce, Florida, seconds those latter sentiments. He suffered a stroke over 2 years ago and turned to a longtime friend, his trusty guitar, for therapeutic benefits. My doctor said playing is a fantastic way to blend the functionality of the two brain hemispheres and increase manual dexterity, says Benson, who aims to improve his rhythm and coordination since the stroke occurred. Playing is a fun way to connect myself, my past, and others. Research over the years suggests that musical training can benefit players young and old. The pluses include increased blood flow to the brain's language centers, improved ability to identify and correct mistakes, better focus and concentration, enhanced verbal memory, improved reading ability, and better neural processing of sound and speech. Just keep in mind that it's almost always harder to learn music as an adult, at least initially, says Vincent James. But adults have the advantage of their life experiences when it comes to making and sticking to commitments, which can increase the speed at which we're able to learn. When shopping for an instrument, opt for a reputable brand, but don't exceed what you can afford. A starter flute, acoustic guitar, ukulele, or keyboard, for instance, can often be had for less than $100. If it's an expensive instrument like a violin or saxophone, we recommend initially renting or purchasing a less costly model when starting out, James notes. Read online reviews of the instrument and don't let anyone try to upsell you a more expensive option until you're ready to upgrade. In addition to price, consider the space needed to store the instrument and any maintenance involved, recommends a 41-year-old St. Paul, Minnesota resident who plans to soon return to the piano after discontinuing music lessons in her late teens, and practice and take lessons at a pace that's comfortable for you. Finding the right instructor makes a big difference. Get referrals from friends and family members. Aim to try out a music teacher for a few lessons to see if it's a good fit. Try to match with a teacher who is flexible and their teaching methods. And don't hesitate to switch teachers or music schools if you don't seem to be making a good connection. And in pop music news, it's entitled Sing 2, maybe an utterly unnecessary sequel, but who can resist singing animals? This is written by Kristen Page Kirby in the Washington Post on the 25th of December, 2021. Anyone up for an animated movie about talking animals? Make that singing animals, if autotune can be called singing. Make that another movie about singing animals. Yes, Sing 2 is here. No? Is everything okay? Seriously, though, Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, Seth MacFarlane, Scarlett Johansson, Nick Kroll, John C. Reilly, Taron Egerton, Tori Kelly? Did I mention that they play singing anthropomorphic animals? You could do worse than this sequel to 2016's Sing, which follows a ragtag musical menagerie looking to take their act to the film's version of Las Vegas. As in the original film, they're led by Buster the Koala, voice of McConaughey, who's a kind of furry Kermit the Frog, a mostly unflappable manager who genuinely wants to produce good art. The voice acting is solid across the board. McConaughey, in particular, gives Buster a sweet optimism that makes it irresistible to root for him. The large-scale production numbers are fun to watch, if chaotic at times. The handful of scenes in which actors soar through the air on wires are actually kind of beautiful. So, this Washington Post review is recommending the animated movie about talking animals, Sing 2. Miranda Lambert's Platinum introduces our country music news. It's entitled, How to Watch Nashville's Big Bash, New Year's Eve's Live Concert on TV and Live Stream. This is written by Gabe Horari, Nashville, Tennessean, December 27, 2021 issue. New Year's Eve Live, Nashville's Big Bash, a five-hour live concert special, is set to air Friday, December 31 on CBS. The special will showcase several locations in downtown Nashville, including the Sky Deck at Assembly Food Hall and Bicentennial Mall. The show will also feature more than 50 performances from notable country music stars such as Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, Miranda Lambert, Sam Hunt, Kelsea Ballerini, and Luke Bryan. Bentley Hunt and Zach Brown Band will co-headline a free concert at Bicentennial Mall. The show is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time on Friday, December 31, 2021 on CBS TV or online live stream Paramount Plus. Joe Morello, drummer for Dave Brubeck, Take Five, introduces our local music news. It's entitled, 2112 Percussion Moving to Make Way for Development, published in the New News and Observer on the 29th of December, 2021, by Lars Dolder. Raleigh. It's the end of an era for one of Raleigh's iconic retailers. Nestled between a strip mall and auto shop, 2112 Percussion has been a drummer's mecca for more than 25 years. Drum kits, cymbals, snares, and accessories line every inch of the shop at 1003 East Whitaker Mill Road, Raleigh. The uninitiated might call it cluttered. Percussionists know better. They call it cozy and curated. The 35-year-old store has served the drumming community from its current space since 1994, developing a reputation as one of the finest instrument retailers in the Southeast and North Carolina's largest drum specialty store, according to its website. But the aging building and many of its neighbors will soon give way to a $250 million apartment, restaurant, retail, and office project called East End Market. It's kind of a shame what's happening, said Tony Williams, one of 2112's co-owners. So many iconic places in Raleigh have had to close because of new developments. A lot of people have had a lot of good memories in those places. Unlike many retailers forced out by development, 2112 has plans to survive. Williams and his business partner, Chris Henderson, have secured a new building at 5250 Capitol Boulevard in the Town Square Shopping Center, where they hope to open on New Year's Day. It will more than double their current rent and take some creative renovation, but they're happy 2112 will endure. We have a lot of longtime loyal customers who will miss the place, Williams said. But I think in general, people are excited that we're moving to a bigger, newer place, and just that we're staying in business. There aren't many locally owned drum stores left in the country. Big box retailers, internet warehouses, and direct-to-consumer sales have wreaked havoc on the traditional instrument industry. 2112 Percussion, named after Rush's breakthrough album from 1976, has prevailed by emphasizing more than drum sales. Its mission has always been to foster a community. Over 30 years, it cultivated a niche community that attracted many of the world's finest drummers, Matt Sorum of Guns N' Roses and Velvet Underground, Joey Kramer of Aerosmith, Artemis Pyle of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Matt Cameron of Pearl Jam are past customers. Raleigh's Corrosion of Conformity, formed at about the same time as 2112. Its founding drummer, Reed Mullen, who died last year, often stopped by. 2112 can stock more than 100 drum kits, 200 snare drums, and hundreds of cymbals at any given time. Its products are only the best of the best, Williams said, because its owners and workers have all been career drummers. The store's most prized feature, though, has been its rehearsal rooms. Drummers can buy new equipment from many outlets, but musicians have few affordable locales in which to practice. There used to be places just full of rehearsal spaces, Henderson said. There are a couple of those left, but most have shut down. For less than $25 an hour, bands could secure soundproof practice rooms at 2112, replete with amplifiers, microphones, and a drum kit. Even musicians with the means to practice elsewhere have selected 2112. The new space on Capitol Boulevard will open modernized rehearsal rooms in February. For its grand opening on January 1, the store will offer several discounts. We'll have some kind of sale for New Year's weekend to get people coming in and used to the new place, Williams said. So how'd you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, it was in December 1955 that the song Blue Suede Shoes was written. Who wrote it? Correct answer? Answer B, Carl Perkins. He recorded the song just 48 hours after writing it in Memphis, Tennessee. As he was driving to promote it on the Perry Como show, he got into an accident that seriously injured him and killed his brother. He never fully recovered, either emotionally or career-wise. Elvis's cover version became a massive hit. And the answer to our second question, television history made back in 1969 when what occurred on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson? Correct answer, answer C. Television history was made when Tiny Tim and Miss Vicki Buttinger were married on The Tonight Show. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program is also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review, underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755. So long, until next time, and Happy New Year.